Welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Gregor. Thanks for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment is Ethan Stoll, a Seattle restaurateur and philanthropist. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. Join us as we look at the issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Creating communities is more than just putting up some new townhomes or high-rises and hoping everything works out. There's a ton of challenges for taking the people of an area and providing options and resources, and we have to consider all the people of a community. Ethan and his wife Angela know a thing or two about creating a space where people can come together to break bread and conversate, but it's how they go beyond to help with organizations like the United Way and their Streets to Home project. So just to set the table here a bit, I can't imagine that as a kid you sat down as a thought, I'm going to be run a dozen restaurants in Seattle. Tell us your background, please, and how you got into this business where so many try and fail and how you've been successful.
All right. I got into it mostly, I was raised in an arts-based household. My parents, you know, were the artistic directors of Pacific Northwest Ballet, as everybody in Seattle knows. My dad's hobby was cooking. So, throughout the long process of figuring out what you want to do, you know, I came to cooking and found that I really enjoyed the people in the community, the people in the restaurant industry. In my career, it's obviously been a kind of a progression from going to more from fancier food to more casual food. But it's been fun trip along the way. You know, I've been in it now for 22 years. But it's been a fun trip. It's been super rewarding. I've met a lot of great people, had a lot of great times and had some tough ones as well. But you live and learn on those.
Do you think that your connection, having been here for so long, it helps you connect to Seattle in general, or do you think there's a certain set of skills that would be applicable in other places too?
I think there's two things. I mean, I think, yes, for sure. Coming from Seattle, I mean, I understand the Seattle dynamic. I understand, you know, the Seattle culture. A soul of a city doesn't change. You know, everybody says Seattle's changing a lot now, but its soul isn't changing. And it's just going through a little bit of an adjustment right now. So, me being from Seattle and I grew up on Capitol Hill and I've been around Seattle, my entire life, I have a good understanding of it. As far as the skill set goes, I mean, definitely, having a bunch of young employees and having a ton of customers come in every day and interacting with them and enjoying that, you definitely develop a skill set of being able to relate and communicate with people. So, I think both of it's because I'm from here and because it's learned.
Now, you've got a dozen different restaurants from Ballard Pizza Co. to Tavolata to, as my coworker John Manley just told me, Red Cow might be the best steakhouse he's been to in Seattle yet. How do you stay on top of so many places and ideas and locations when you're trying to manage all of that? It must be such a huge, enormous challenge.
People say that to us a lot, we have a fair amount of work, but our work isn't hard work. We're not saving lives. We're not performing surgery. There's not a lot relying on it. So that gives us a nice little, little bit of freedom in that. And our goal is our management style is we're not immune to mistakes. We're about owning up to them and learning from them. And we know that our employees are not that way as well. I mean, so we've gotten really good about coaching people and working with them to say, hey, we want effort. We want effort and care. And that goes a long way. You know, I mean, I love managing people. I love interacting with them. I love teaching them. I love seeing them, seeing them be successful. And I think it's that kind of culture that we've kind of grown into, that we've done pretty well. And if you have that, you have people that want to try. And that's the main thing, is just trying to get the best out of people. And if people are putting in effort, I've found that that's good enough 99% of the time. So I can live with that.
It feels like that's something that's a message that you could apply to any parts of life to be able to grow at anything and have a little more success. Specifically in the restaurant business, it's about facilitating community at the dining table. I was told that above even the food, there's a trick to making a restaurant a successful place to go to gather with family and friends that you shoot for, and it's the atmosphere. Explain that to us a little bit.
Well, we want people, I started off my career being a more fancy chef, plated up dishes and tasting menu type stuff. But then I started thinking about, as time progressed and your career grows and changes, everyone's career changes. I came back to the fact that, you know, what I really liked was the fact that as a kid, my parents were very demanding that we all sat down at the dinner table together every night. And it was about checking up. You know, my parents definitely worked a lot. Us kids were busy in sports and all that stuff. But the one thing you weren't allowed to miss was dinner at the table with everybody. So everybody can catch up and see how they're doing, and everybody could fill in each other on their day. And that discipline and that repetition just kind of rubbed off on me. And, you know, I mean, our atmospheres are really guided towards, we want people to be comfortable. We want people to be able to hang out and have our service be pleasant and friendly, but not intrusive. We want our food to, you know, be pleasant and friendly, but not the show of the night. We want people to, you know, to go in and have it be a place where they're going to hang out and really get to communicating, you know, not through text, not through email, not through phone call, but through, you know, people actually sitting down and having a conversation. The atmosphere, I'd say 99% of the atmosphere comes from the customers bringing it in.
I love the long tables at a lot of your places. It's real cool. Now,
for sure.
Beyond that, you've got a long history of charitable involvement, starting small and moving up. You're obviously very connected to Seattle, but when you're starting out, maybe you can't make as big a dent as you'd like to. When you first began, what did giving back to the community look like to you?
I think when it first began, you know, I mean, I know my wife Angela's, you know, story is probably more impactful than mine. You know, mine is, you know, giving gift cards and doing charity dinners and things like that. You could do what you could at the time, but Angela put her way through college. You know, she, you know, every month $20 came out of her check, you know, to go to Planned Parenthood, and that was a conscious decision by her because money still comes out of her checking account every month for Planned Parenthood. It's a little bit different dollar amount now. It's a little bit more, which is good. But, you know, that's what she could do back then. You know, I mean, going through college when you're paying your own tuition and paying your rent and having to do all that on your own, that's impressive to say, hey, this is important to me. And this is money I should dedicate and set aside. And that's something that, you know, that I feel I need to do. I think it's the same way, as time's gone by. We've always liked being involved in the community. In all honesty, you know, philanthropy is amazing work for a few reasons. One is you're doing something good. I mean, and you're helping out the community. Two is it feels really good. Three is you meet a lot of great people doing it. You know, we've met some of our best friends doing it. We've met such interesting people. We've met tons of people in the community doing it. And it's just something that feels good to do, and it's the correct thing to do. And, you know, like I said, you know, I mean, it just, you know, just as you said, you know, we started off small, we've gotten bigger, and we've gotten more dedicated, more time and resources as times have gone by, and we could afford it. But, you know, and that's great. You know, we're glad that we're glad that we did it. And looking back, you know, it's been one of the most rewarding things we've done.
Our guest is Ethan Stoll. He and his wife, Angela, are helping out with the United Way of King County, specifically, Ethan, a program called Streets to Home, trying to help out with this homelessness. It's almost an epidemic, you could call it, in Seattle. Tell us what the program is and how you're involved.
Okay. So, you know, everybody knows that there's a big homeless problem in Seattle, and it's something that's going across the nation. And there's so many mysteries and misconceptions of homelessness. Really what it is, you know, there's, you know, there's a few things that, you know, you know, that obviously contribute to homelessness. There's, you know, mental health problems, there's drug addiction problems, there's people falling through the cracks and being priced out of the market problems, the whole premise to the Streets to Home program, which is, I think, is 100% correct, and I agree with this, is that nobody wants to be homeless. And nobody should be homeless. You know, us as a society, we should be stepping up and taking care of those who need help. And the Streets to Home program does that. You know, and the Streets to Home program and the whole homeless program is a very complex problem. Super hard. Everybody says, why isn't the city doing more? You know, why are there all these people? Why is it growing every year? You know, and there are some misconceptions. You know, the city is doing a lot. There are some things that the city can't do that us as private citizens need to step up and do. And that's where the Streets to Home program comes in. You know, the Streets to Home program is based upon the idea that nobody wants to be homeless, and the best time to help them out is when they first become homeless. Because all the stats say that people that experience homelessness only experience it once. The stats say that if people have a drug problem or a mental health problem, the best cure for them is getting a home. You know, the stats say that the cure for homelessness is not relying on other people. We need to build homes. We need to make sure that these people are taken care of. But we do need to have a public and private partnership in it. And the Streets to Home program is exactly that. I mean, you know, their goal is to give flexible dollars to people that need help. And, you know, because when you're experiencing homelessness or you're about to experience homelessness, you need money fast. You don't need to go to this, to go to the city and apply for a first, last, and deposit, because they're not going to give it to you, you know, and because they can't, you know, there's rules around how taxpayer money gets spent. And we can't do and we can't react to things fast enough with tax dollars. So we need to bring in private dollars. It's oftentimes people that, you know, route to homelessness is that they're behind on their utilities, or they need a first, last, and deposit, or, they really need to get a plane ticket home to their parents in San Diego. That's where the Streets to Home program can step in and give these flexible dollars to people that are either experiencing it, you know, on the short term and need to get out of it quickly, or people that are about to experience it.
All those things that you've said remind me of things that I've faced trying to get my own apartment on Capitol Hill or whatever. Coming up with enough money to be able to move somewhere is really challenging, or getting behind on something to get back ahead is seemingly impossible at times. So I can't imagine how much more difficult it gets from the streets. Our guest today has been Ethan Stoll. You know him from his restaurants around town, but also hopefully from his charitable contributions. The United Way of King County can give you more information about the program Streets to Home when you go to uwkc.org. Ethan Stoll, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us. Everybody check out Streets to Home program, United Way King County.
I can't thank him enough. Ethan Stoll, a big name around here in Seattle. You can go to ethanstollrestaurants.com to find out more about all his different restaurants. Literally like a dozen throughout the Seattle area of choices to support someone who supports the community so well. UWKC.org. That's United Way of King County.org. To find out more information about Streets to Home, Conversations is a public affairs program of this station. Have a fantastic Sunday.